Robert Evans Monckton was born in Dubbo in 1895, the son of Henry and Mary Isabel Monckton. His father had a stock and station business, H. Monckton & Co. in Dubbo. They lived in Bulch Street until his father died in 1904. His mother, a trained nurse, then bought Hopetown Private Hospital in Windjewarra Street, which she ran for many years with her sister, nurse Jane McCready. Robert Monckton was educated at Dubbo District School and All Saints College, Bathurst. After working for a year with the Perpetual Trustee Company, he returned to All Saints College for further schooling with the intention of his later entrance to the legal profession. According to an article in the Daily Liberal in 1916, war had only 3 days been declared against Germany when he arrived home one evening in a serious manner and asked his mother to allow him to do his bit for the Empire. Robert Monckton then went off to Sydney next day and was the first person from Dubbo to answer the call. Robert Monckton enlisted in Sydney on the 17th of August 1914 in the Australian Imperial Force as Private 349 in the 3rd Battalion, 1st Brigade. After initial training at Liverpool, he embarked from Sydney on the Euripides on the 20th of October 1914, arriving at Alexandria in Egypt on the 3rd of December. The Dubbo Liberal reported Bob had written about the excitement and ringing cheers that greeted the HMAS Sydney as she dashed past the ship to Cocos Island on her death-dealing mission to the German cruiser SMS Emden, and of the wild joy that followed the wireless message that the Sydney had accomplished her purpose and rid the seas of the pirate. Another letter told of camp life in Egypt in the shadow of the Egyptian pyramids, where he says they are all happy, that the arrangements for their personal comfort are splendid, and that hard work digging trenches and marching in the sands, together with the congenial winter climate, a splendid esprit de corps, wholesome diet, regular hours, moderation in everything, and a happiness resulting from a sense of duty done and to be done. These, he says, are factors which have wonderfully built up the physique of our men to such an extent that their friends would hardly recognise them. Robert Monckton embarked on the transport Der Flinger on the 5th of April 1915 to join the Mediterranean Expeditionary Force. He landed at Anzac Cove later in the day on the 25th of April 1915. Another letter in the Dubbo Liberal referred to the fighting at Gallipoli as follows. The Turks shelled us thoroughly nearly all the time, and the machine guns played on our position incessantly. However, we stuck to it, and now they could never move us. For a long time we had a hard life, working day and night to strengthen our position, and now we are glad of it, as we live in safety, only, of course, for an occasional shot or shell which gets someone. Robert Monckton was killed in action on the 6th of August 1915 during the Battle of Lone Pine. He was 20 years old. He's buried in Lone Pine Cemetery at Gallipoli. A photograph of his headstone is on display at the Dubbo RSL Club, the site of his former home, Hopetown. His name is recorded at the Dubbo War Memorial, in the Dubbo Book of Remembrance, and on the Dubbo District School Honour Roll.